Hello, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights. Today's topic is Major PSYOPs, presented by ReallyWell.com, BlacksFood.com, and WaterUs.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, herbal products, air and water purifiers, EMF protection, and much more. Well, today's topic, PSYOPs, is a follow-up to our earlier topic on propaganda, where there are several major PSYOPs currently in progress at this time, and these psychological operations are intended to influence us in favor of the agenda of the imperial cult that they have planned for us over many years and decades. The cabal hierarchy employs the principles of the Hegelian dialectic: problem, reaction, or opposition, and solution, and the ancient principles of order out of chaos and divide and rule. We must identify these manipulations and spread the knowledge to dismiss the powers of deception and fear that the psychopaths have routinely exploited, and remove them and their operatives from positions of authority. So let's take a look at some of the current PSYOPs. We have the USA Incorporated. That's been going on all of our lives. It started back in 1871, I believe, when they set up the corporate United States and replaced the original constitutional republic that was founded in 1776. Gradually, they established the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service, the income tax, to be additional agents of this corporation, and promoted them through propaganda, the propaganda media that are owned by the cabal corporations, all collectively owned or controlled effectively by extremely wealthy people in the world. And they rolled out a number of these PSYOPs over the years of our lives, the nuclear issues starting after World War II, and then nuclear power and potential accidents that could occur, always the threat of nuclear exchange, nuclear war, and so on, keeping us all on the edge of our seat. They had the space program, and now the flat Earth theory that is countering the space program programming and the global perspective. And that, again, is confusion, one of their elements that they work with. Climate change has been around since the 1970s. Global warming, of course, originally it was global cooling, and then when they found eventually that things were warming a little more, they changed global warming, and now they've seen, well, global cooling is actually going on. Many say we're on our way into an ice age, but they are masking that with geoengineering and weather manipulation so they can continue the climate change rhetoric and the carbon hoax. There's no way that carbon in the atmosphere is creating a warming effect of greenhouse gas and so on. No molecules in our atmosphere can do that. But especially to blame any kind of climate change or warming on human activities, things are much bigger than what we can driving our cars or heating our homes affect. But nonetheless, they have the Agenda 2030 to reduce meat consumption, fossil fuel, what they call fossil fuels, not really fossils at all, produced by the Earth, but the cessation of using those types of fuels to reduce the carbon footprint and achieve sustainability, which is also a code word for depopulation, where they want great massive population reduction, and that's a lot of what the poisons are about that they've been administering to us for the last century and a half or so. They want to, anybody remaining by that point, they want to bring into 15-minute cities, so they're destroying a lot of the countryside through purposefully set fires and other storms and floods and so on, destroying homes in the countryside, ultimately to relocate the population more thoroughly into the cities where they can control us much more thoroughly with technology. and one is living in these little cities where we can get everywhere by foot that we need to get within 15 minutes, and we're not permitted to leave the city or go too far. Then we have, of course, the COVID PSYOP, which was possibly one of the largest of our lifetime, the incredible propaganda to push the COVID, first the COVID fear and then the COVID shots based on virus theory, which is purely a theory, no evidence that viruses cause all these different illnesses that they blame on them, and certainly no valid evidence that vaccines have any benefit except for the poisons that they administer to the public, which is a benefit to the elite that want depopulation and control. And of course, the technology they're now embedding in all these shots of nanotechnology, graphene oxide, and so forth, that grows structures in the body for even fuller control if you don't die from it. Then we have directed energy weapon attacks, the fires in many locations like Maui and Palisade, California, I think it was, Paradise, California, the train derailments like in East Palestine, Ohio, storms, floods, and food supply destruction. Many crop lands are being taken out of production or destroyed through these fires and such, as well as the reduced sun availability due to global dimming with the geoengineering aerosol sprays in the sky, the artificial cloud production, and destruction of food processing facilities and distribution facilities. So they're trying to starve us out as well as poison us and attack us with directed energy weapons and other technologies. Then they bring out the psyops of mass shootings on a very frequent basis to try to get guns out of the hands of the public, and these other disasters that they create, and the narratives that they describe and put through their propaganda media to convince us that things are a certain way when they're really some way different. And of course, we have the ongoing psyops of politics, controlled economics through the financial system, like fiat currencies and fractional reserve banking and interest and taxes and so on. And then always conflicts, battles between both sides of an opposing viewpoint, or even war. All psyops, psychological operations to keep people in chaos and confusion for better divide and rule on the part of the elite controllers. And we need to identify this and, again, remove that from our perspective and from our lives to have a healthy, happy life that we should be able to have living sensibly. Northern Edge Organic Flaxseed is a great brain food. It's high in omega-3 oils, antioxidants, great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And Northern Edge Superior Flaxseed is the lowest in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, depending on because of where it is grown. Flaxfood.com or reallywell.com. We also have Detox Pack with flax, organic flaxseed, the bentonite clay, and liquid oxygen, and the Resistance Assistance Pack supporting our immune system with Larea Clear Extract. Look into that. Very valuable concentrated extract of chaparral herb, also known as Larea Tridentata, and the vitamin O liquid oxygen is also available for helping. We have the Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, full of antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, pigments, and so on. Organic turmeric powder, molecular silver, EMF protection devices, and other items at reallywell.com. And something new, the ability to double your purchase power with a new major brand payment card that presents 100% rewards on your transactions, not just 1% or maybe a special 5%, and this is also a great opportunity if you'd like to earn some income. And then at YesWise Education Service, we have holistic learning modules and our YesWise Insights archives. Thank you for being here. Have a great day, and of course, be really well.